弟兄姊妹，我今天的交通的题目是雅各圣灵的工作。
Brothers and sisters, today my sharing is on Jacob, the work of the Holy Spirit.
就是雅各，就是旧约的 Jacob, 旧约的雅各，他是圣灵的工作。
That the Jacob in the Old Testament, Jacob is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我想我的目的是呼应之前弟兄们的交通。
My sharing here is to echo what the brothers have shared before.
对，我想我们伯弟兄他在夏令会讲到圣灵，认识圣灵。
Brother Bo has shared in the retreat about the Holy Spirit, to know the Holy Spirit.
对，朱自由弟兄其实也有讲到很多相关的，讲到神工作的目的。
And Brother Chu to also speak on that line, on the purpose of the work of God.
所以我想我今天是愿意用相同的负担呢，来我们继续的呼应，来承接这个神给我们的这些的话语。
So today I would like to share with the same burden that we would receive and this burden from the Lord.
那我可能围绕在神在雅各身上的工作来做一个图画的表达。
And I would like to use the work of the Lord on Jacob as a drawing, as a picture for us to see.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few passages in the Bible.
路加福音20章37节。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 20 verse 37.
路加福音20章37。至于死人复活，摩西在荆棘篇上称主是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，就只是明白了。
Luke 20:37, but that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the burning bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
从旧约一直到新约，对于神有一个。当中有一个称号称呼。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, this, there is a, how we address God.
他被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He was called the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
然后我们再看启示录3章12节。
And Revelation 3:12.
我只念前面这句，这是写给菲拉铁菲的教会的信。
I will need the first part of the verse, the letter to the brethren in Philadelphia.
对，3章12节第一句，得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
3:12, the first part. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
然后我们再读两处跟圣灵有关系的圣经，罗马书第8章。
And two passages about the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第8章27跟28节。
Verses 27-28.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
那我们再读一处加拉太书第5章的22到25节。
Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 through 25.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我想我要借着三个方面把它们连在一起，一个是柱子，一个是圣灵的工作，一个是雅各放在一起。
I want to use these three aspects to join them together. One is the pillar, one is the work of the Holy Spirit, and one is Jacob.
我想我的盼望是说，我们能够愿意让圣灵在我们身上自由的工作。
The hope is that we will allow the Holy Spirit to have free work, to work freely in us.
好像我们能够真实成为神的一个见证。
That we can truly become his testimony.
有关这个柱子呢，是神在寻找他的儿女当中有人可以成为柱子的。
In this matter of the pillar, the Lord is seeking, searching for among his people, among his children, that do, for those who can become pillars.
找到这些柱子呢，他们可以成为神家的一个支柱，因为启示录是说你可以在神殿当中做柱子。
That when he search and he find these pillars, they can become the support in the house of God, because in the book of Revelation it speaks of that I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
当我们看见柱子的时候，我们就有一个图画，知道说它是坚固不摇动的一根这一根的柱子。
When we look at a pillar, we know that it's firm and unshakable. It's right there.
它的特点就是它可以靠得住。
There is a special, like a point is that it's dependable.
它可以支撑在那边呢，让整个建筑物能够稳固，能够成为一个立体的形状。
It can support and allow that building to be firm, to be standing firm.
我在早期的时候有读过尼托生弟兄的传记。
I have read earlier days of Brother Nee's biography.
那本传记它有个标题叫做中流砥柱。
And the title is called Stand Against the Tide.
其实我以前看的时候我也没有特别深刻的感觉。
When I first read it, I do not have a deep impression of it.
但是当我这些年下来的时候，我觉得中流砥柱这个词是个不简单的词。
And after many years, this phrase against the tide is not easy.
你可以想象就是好像有一个很大的洪流往这边流过来。
You can imagine like there's a rushing of the waters.
然后我们这批基督徒呢，一个一个神的儿女都试着能够站在那边抵挡这些各样的世界撒旦的潮流。
And God's children, we Christians, we are standing there trying to block this trend, of the world.
但如果我们不坚固，没有柱子的信心，我们可能很快就被冲走了。
If we are not firm, if we don't have this nature of the pillar, then very easily we will be washed away.
但如果是有一个像中流砥柱一样的话，你知道它能够坚固的站在那边，能够抵住这些各样的攻击。
But if we have that pillar standing strong and firm there, unshakable, then we can stand against the tide.
但也有弟兄用桧木的另外一个图画叫做树板，其实是相似的意思。
And brothers have also shared like at the boards of the tabernacle.
对，当初在能够移动性质的会幕的时候呢，他们立起来需要旁边是有树板。
When they have to move the tabernacle around, they need all these boards.
然后树板是用皂荚木，是一个很坚硬的木质来做的。
These boards are made of acacia wood, which is very strong.
当这个会幕移动在旷野、在沙漠各样恶劣的环境的时候，
When the tabernacle needs to be moved through the wilderness, through the desert in such climate.
对，周遭可能有很多的风沙，可能这个恶劣的这个温度。
The winds, the sands, the temperature.
但竖板它一定要竖立在那边，它不能倒。
But the boards, they have to be standing firm there. It cannot fall down.
所以弟兄姊妹，神在我们的当中呢，他要找到一批人是有能够成为柱子的性格的。
And the same way God is looking amongst his people who can be pillars.
当我们像柱子的时候，它自然的就成为显出一个见证。
When we become pillars, then the testimony is being manifested.
然后我们这些柱子知道说，不是靠着自己，乃是因为扎根在主的里面。
And these pillars will know that it's not by our own might, but because we are rooted in God.
啊，同时这些柱子也知道说，我们是为着基督身体的建立，不是我自己一个人立在那边而已。
And these pillars would also see that it's not for that one pillar or that pillar, but we together is for the testimony of the building up of the body of Christ.
然后我刚刚念了两处跟圣灵相关的圣经。
I've read two passages that has to do with the Holy Spirit.
我们看见圣灵，这边有两个方面哈，就是一个是圣灵的主动的工作。
There are two aspects of it. One is how the Holy Spirit initiates his work.
他可以叫万事互相效力。
He can cause all things to work together for good.
他可以安排我们周遭的环境、周遭的人在那边为我们的益处效力。
He can arrange our environment, arrange the people around us to work together for good.
另外一边呢，也有我们这边的责任，我们需要配合与顺服圣灵。
On the other side is as we have to cooperate and obey the Holy Spirit.
所以加拉太书才会说，我们必须靠着圣灵来行事。
That's why the book of Galatians said we have to also walk by the Spirit.
然后在这一个主动，一个是圣灵的主动，另外一个是人的主动的配合中间中心的地方。
On one end, the Holy Spirit initiates, and on the other hand, man also respond with cooperation.
他是说圣灵有一个工作呢，是把肉体跟肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
And the work of the Spirit is to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
也就是说，我们看得见圣灵在工作。
We see one hand, the Holy Spirit is working.
然后我们看见我们人在那里愿意配合跟顺服。
And on the other end, we men willing to cooperate and obey.
那这些综合起来呢，其实圣灵要做一个工作，就是把我们的肉体钉在十字架上。
And together, the Holy Spirit is working to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
叫我们能够脱离老我，脱离这个肉体的辖制。
And for us to be set free from the bondage of the flesh and self.
好叫我们能够结出圣灵的果子。
That we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
好，我们就看来到这个旧约的图画。
We'll come to the picture in the Old Testament.
其实这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各就是创世纪里面的一个图画，三个图画。
And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are pictures in the Genesis.
这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各呢，很奇妙的，就像伯弟兄讲的，神是三而一的神。
And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just like what Brother Bush shared, is that God is the three-in-one God.
所以亚伯拉罕他被改名叫做多国之父，就是亚伯拉罕是多国之父的意思。
And Abraham is he was called Abraham, meaning father of many nations.
然后以撒呢是他的独生爱子。
And Isaac is his only son.
所以亚伯拉罕表明的是我们的父，天父。
And Abraham represents our father, our heavenly father.
然后以撒特别突出的是像神的独生爱子，是我们的主耶稣。
And Isaac brought up that prominence of our Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of God.
然后雅各他后来被改名叫做以色列，就是神的王子。
And Jacob was called Israel, the Prince of God.
我们看见的是着重的是在圣灵在一个人身上的工作。
It emphasized on the work of the Holy Spirit on a person.
所以你就发现亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就表明了父、子、圣灵这方面的特点。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob brought out shows forth the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
有一次我有机会跟一个弟兄交通。
I have an opportunity to share with a brother.
我也不是考他了，我问他一个问题。
I wasn't trying to test him, but I asked him a question.
我就问他说，就你觉得你在你这个属灵成长的经历里面，有哪几个对你来讲是最重要的转捩点？
What is the turning point, you know, in your spiritual life, your growth?
对，他就跟我，他第一个他跟我讲到说，他有一次读到这句话，神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And he said, you know, when I read, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
对，这句话可能我想我们大部分人都读过很多次。
Most of us have read it many times.
这位弟兄以前也读过很多次。
And this brother seems to, he has read this many times.
他说很奇妙的，当他那天读到这句话的时候，神忽然开了他的眼睛。
But he said amazingly, when he read that on that particular day, the Lord opened his eyes.
因为我没有跟他一样的经历，他的意思是说，他看见神是浩大，是一切 all in all 一切的神。
And though I don't have that same experience, but you know, he saw that the Lord is so enormous, you know, he is all in all.
然后那次的光照呢，让他深深的接触到神那个永远的意思，人永远的目的。
And that experience that day, that enlightenment, let him touch that, the eternal purpose of God.
那不管如何，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各呢？表明了基督徒一些各个方面该有的操练和学习。
But no matter what, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob shows how, what Christians have, the lessons that we have to learn.
我每次看到柱子这个词呢，我就会想到一个信息。
Whenever I see the word pillar, I would recall a message.
那个信息是陈希真弟兄讲的圣经中的夜景。
What Brother Christian Chan has shared on the night scenes in the Bible.
那个是我出信的时候第一次听讲道的录音。
That was the first message in the recording that I've heard after I believed.
对，我刚信主的时候哪有想过什么讲道还可以录音还可以事后听啊，没有这种概念。
I've never had that concept of you can listen to a message for, you know, via a recording.
So, Andrew 好像那时候给了我一套的录音带。
Andrew gave me a set of tapes.
哇，我听了之后印象很深啊。
I have a very deep impression after listening to that.
我想说，哇，原来圣经可以这样子读的。
Wow, we can read the Bible in such a way.
对，虽然细节我不记得，但是有一些的重点我是记得的。
I do not remember all the details, but there are some important points.
亚伯拉罕一生筑了四个祭坛。
And Abraham have built four altars in his entire life.
然后以撒一生挖了就或是重挖了四口的井。
And Isaac dug four wells.
然后雅各一生立了四根柱子。
And Jacob, through his entire life, has set up four pillars.
其实约瑟后面还有一个创世纪后面还有个约瑟，其实是被包含在雅各的事情里的。
And the back of Genesis, there's also Joseph is included in Jacob's this matter.
约瑟一生做了四组的梦。
He had four sets of dreams.
所以你会发现亚伯拉罕呢是信心的代表，他是信心之父。
We know that Abraham is the father of faith. He represents faith.
祭坛也表明一个人的奉献。
And the altar also points to the sacrifice, the consecration of man.
我们属灵的经历一定要从信心开始。
Our spiritual experience has to begin with faith.
我们成为基督徒的一开头呢，就是凭着信。
Because when we become a Christian, that very first that we are when we become a Christian is faith.
但我们信主之后呢，更要学习信心的操练。
And after we believe in the Lord, we have to exercise our faith.
其实信心很多时候跟这个祭坛跟这个奉献是息息相关的。
And faith, many times faith, you know, has to do with consecration, this altar.
对，你愿意交托，我愿意信得过他的手。
I'm willing to give it to the Lord to trust His hand.
然后以撒这个很像是一个，就是他基本上就是承受应许。
Isaac basically he inherited the promise.
他可以安息在他父亲所预备的产业里。
He can rest in the inheritance that his father has prepared for him.
对，我也在想说，每一个产业他需要有井水，要不然这个产业没有办法有供应。
For every inheritance that he has to have this spring from the well in order to carry on.
到了雅各呢，他很明显，他是一个神在这个一个不容易对付的人身上做一个荣耀的改变的工作。
When it comes to Jacob, it's very obvious.That on this man who is hard to change, the Lord has done His glorious work.
然后这个约瑟好像包含在雅各里面，他是成为一个神的家。
And Joseph is like included in Jacob. He became the house of God.
好，所以我想在这个雅各的身上，一方面有圣灵，它代表圣灵的工作。
So in Jacob, it represents the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后在这个圣灵工作的结果呢，就带进了柱子的见证，跟他一个在神家中坚固的信心。
So the work of the Holy Spirit, the end of it, the result is that there is this pillar in the house of God, this firm, unshakable.
我把那个我把四根柱子稍微点一下。
I will point out all these four pillars.
我们看创世纪28章18、19节。
Genesis 28 verses 18 and 19.
雅各创世纪28章18、19节。雅各清早起来把所整的石头立作柱子浇油在上面。他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，就是神殿的意思，在那地方起先名叫路斯。
Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, which is the house of God. But the name of that city had been Luz previously.
这个柱子呢，是他离开家之后所立的。
This pillar, he set it up after he left his house.
我们再看创世纪31章的45到47节。
Genesis chapter 31 verses 45 to 47.
雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子，又对众弟兄说，你们堆聚石头，他们就拿石头来堆成一堆，大家便在旁边吃喝。拉班称那石堆为伊加尔萨哈杜他，雅各却称那石堆为累加德。就是以石为证的意思。
So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. Then Jacob said to his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap. And they ate there on the heap. Laban called it Jagar Sahadutha and Jacob called it Galeed.
这根柱子是雅各离开拉班的那个时候所立的。
So Jacob set this pillar after he left Laban.
我们再看创世纪35章第十节。
Genesis 35:10.
且对他说，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，这样他就改名叫以色列。
And God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel.
然后14跟15节。
14 and 15.
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油，雅各就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
So Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it, and Jacob called the place, name of the place where God spoke with him, Bethel.
这是第三根柱子。
This is the third pillar.
他是在他离开以扫还有一个示剑城之后所立的。
This was, he set this pillar after he left Esau and after he left the, which is after the city of Shechem.
他跟第一根一样，仍然是在伯特利，就是神的家的意思。
This pillar is the same where he has set the first pillar in Bethel, which is the house of God.
那最后一根柱子比较不明显，就在后面的地方，35:20.
The fourth one is not very obvious, it's in chapter 35, verse 20.
对不起，我念18-20.
18-20.
他将近于死，就是拉结啊，将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便厄尼，他父亲却给他起名叫便雅敏。拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁，以法他就是伯利恒。雅各在他的坟上立了一桶碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到今日还在。
And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name.Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrah, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
这根柱子其实就是拉结的坟墓。
So this pillar was the grave of Rachel.
那个桶碑或是那个墓碑就是 pillar, 就是柱子。
That was the pillar set there.
对，他的坟墓的那个，对，所以
这个 mark.
第四根柱子是在拉结离开之后所立的。
So this fourth pillar was being set after the passing of Rachel.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这雅各的人生，但这不是雅各全部的经历哈，但是在这部分的经历里面
，This is not the entire experience of Jacob, but in this very period of time.
你会看见神对雅各有剥夺，有脱离，但是每一个事情呢，都带进雅各的改变，形成一个柱子，就是见证。
So you see that God, it seems that He has taken away, deprived him of things and break away things, but all these experiences, you see how the Lord has worked on Jacob.
而且同时之间呢，他是往神的家，就是那个伯特利，神的家那个墓地往前迈进。
At the same time, you see that he is going forth, moving ahead to what's the purpose, the house of God.
所以当我们今天读创世纪的时候，我们读到雅各的经历。
As today, when we read the book of Genesis, the experience of Jacob.
我们要想到说，雅各的经历其实，做在新约的角度来看，就是圣灵的工作。
We have to think in that mindset that the experience of Jacob in the New Testament, pointing to the work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在神的儿女身上做的雕刻，做的改变的工作。
The sculpturing, the molding of the Holy Spirit, of changing the children of God.
我今天只讲前面两根柱子的部分。
I only share the first two pillars.
然后但是在我讲之前呢，我要请弟兄姊妹注意两个点。
I want brothers and sisters to look at two points.
第一个点是圣灵的确是带进喜乐的，带进安息，带进滋润，带进安慰的圣灵。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit brings in joy and rest and nourishment and also comfort.
对，比如说保罗讲过，神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在乎圣灵中的喜乐。
Just like Paul has said, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵也会带进生命平安。
We also know that the Spirit brings in life and peace.
那圣灵能够叫人感动。
And the Spirit can touch our hearts.
圣灵在人受伤的时候，好像油给人产果。
And when we are hurt, the Holy Spirit will, as oil, will wrap us up. our wounds.
但是当我们对，但是当我们读雅各的经历的时候，你会发现那么大篇幅的重点并不是在我刚才讲的这些。
And when we read Jacob's experience, all these vast main points are not on what I have spoken earlier.
因为雅各的经历其实整体看起来是相当的艰苦的。
We see Jacob's experience, if you see as a whole, is full of sufferings.
我也相信圣灵所带进的喜乐、安息、安慰呢，也发生在雅各的身上。
And I also believe, indeed, the joy and the rest is in and comfort is in Jacob.
但是圣灵在创世纪花了这么大的篇幅，把雅各这个图画呈现在我们的面前。
But as the Holy Spirit, you know, spent so much chapters on Jacob to bring before our eyes,
他想要凸显圣灵的工作当中最实质也最宝贵的。
Is to point out the substance, the most precious of the work of the Holy Spirit.
而是在他是在于建立这个人，塑造这个人。
It's in to building up, to molding this man.
能够产生柱子，能够产生神的家。
And to produce pillars, to produce the house of God.
这就是伯弟兄讲的圣灵他的 ultimate goal, 就是他的最终最重要的一个目的。
That's what Brother Bo has been pointing out, the ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit.
然后第二点哈，就是环境，圣灵在环境当中的安排是对爱神的人有益处。
And the second point is that when Holy Spirit gives us an environment, it's for those, it's to cause the, all things to work together for good to those who love Him.
也就是说，同样的环境同样发生在两个人的身上，可能一个人有改变，另外一个人却没有任何改变。
So given the same environment, one person may have changed, one still remains the same.
有的人可能可以逃离这个圣灵的工作，不被塑造，可以的。
Some can run away from the work of the Holy Spirit and not being molded.
所以朱自由弟兄他提到说，当一个人的心是对的话，这是很重要的。
So Brother Chu pointed out that it's very important for one's heart to be right.
因为有些不明白的事情呢，神会帮助这个对的人，这个心对的人呢，慢慢的明白。
So if we have a right heart, the Lord will help those with a right heart to slowly, to gradually understand.
也就是说圣灵的工作是根据神的智慧。
That means the work of the Holy Spirit is according to the wisdom of God.
有的时候我们可能暂时不明白。
Maybe at one time we do not understand.
但是因为我们的心是对的。
But because our heart is right.
我们会在不明白的时候呢，就已经得益处被建立的。
And at a time when we still do not understand, we already have that goodness and being built up.
但我们的心不对，圣灵花了尽各样的心思去安排，我们却可以不得到益处。
When our heart is not right, you know, all the circumstances and all the effort of the Holy Spirit, then there is no good for us.
好，我想我们看一下雅各开头的经历。
We'll see the beginning experience of Jacob.
我们请翻到创世纪28章。
Genesis 28.
我把它缩减的来读哈。
I kind of make it concise.
我们读28章10到12节。
28:10-12.
雅各出了别示巴，向巴哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上。梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上去下来。
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and he behold a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven.And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
所以那时候神耶和华就向他显现了。
So the Lord Jehovah revealed himself to Jacob.
然后我们念15到17节。
15 to
17. 就是神就开始对雅各说话。
So God spoke to Jacob.
我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
那个十八十九节，刚刚那个例句子，我们已经念过了。
We have already read 18 and 19 earlier.
我们就念一下20到
22。We'll read 20 to 22.
雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头，也必做神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
我相信绝大部分弟兄姊妹都读过创世纪。
I'm sure most of you have read Genesis.
对，可能少部分还不太熟悉。
And maybe a small portion not very familiar.
对，那个雅各他是一个，他这个名字叫做抓。
And Jacob, this name means serpent.
就是说他一出生的时候就抓着他这个哥哥的脚出来的。
So when he was born, he supplanted his brother's foot. He grabbed onto it.
从他后来的表现来看。他是一个相当诡诈的人。
So we can see, you know, for what he showed for us afterwards in his life, he is shrewd.
他天天就在帐篷里面，在那边想办法要得抓一些东西。
In his tent, he think of ways, you know, that he can grab things.
然后他对那个长子的名分，他觉得那个东西很好，会有祝福的。
And somehow he this birthright caught his attention. This has blessings in it.
所以他就但是他没有办法，因为他哥哥以扫已经是长子了，虽然是双胞胎。
He has no choice, even though they're twins, but Esau is the elder one.
所以雅各骗取了他哥哥长子的名分。
So he cheated his brother's birthright.
但同时之间，他哥哥也不太看重这个长子名分。
At the same time, his brother despised his birthright.
所以当这个哥哥知道说他骗了他的祝福。
So when Esau realized that Jacob has cheated his blessing,
然后哥哥就很生气啊，想要杀他。
So Esau was really mad and wanted to kill him.
然后雅各就只好离开家逃命去了。
So Jacob had to run for his life away from his home.
根据前面读经的弟兄们，他们计算哈，雅各这时候可能已经70岁左右。
According to brothers that we read the scripture, that Jacob, around this time, he's about 70 years old.
所以第一个啊，你可以想象，当我们那个旧约的这个人的这个年老，可能感觉不是像我们今天那么老。
In Old Testament time, you know, the age is kind of, when the old age is not as old as we have now.
但你想想看，当一个像宅男一样的人，他待在家里面70年都不出门。
I can imagine a man living in his hand all of his days, you know, never gone out.
圣灵第一个工作呢，就把他赶出那个 comfort zone, 就赶出他那个很觉得很舒服的那个环境。
The first thing the Holy Spirit did was to get him, you know, out of his comfort zone and get him out of the house.
所以神把雅各的他的护臂呢，他的倚靠呢，拿掉了。
So God took away this his dependence. He took it away.
他过去的时间，他跟他妈妈很亲近。
He was very close to his mother.
他可能就住在这个父亲的家里面，也不用担心太多其他的事。
He was in his father's house. He didn't have to worry about anything.
但今天神安排了一个环境，叫他离开了这个地方。
But the Lord prepared this environment for him that he has to go out.
我知道最近有一些很多做学生的弟兄姊妹很关切一个事情。
I know many brothers and sisters who are students are paying attention to concern about this one thing.
对，移民单位突然定了一个规矩，你如果都是online 的课程的话，你就必须离开美国。
So ICE has set a regulation that if you only have online classes, you have to leave the state.
对，一方面我个人可能对这些政策可能有点意见。
Even though personally I have some of my point, you know, my own opinion on these.
对，但另外一方面哈。对，另外一方面我在想一个事情。
But I also was thinking about something else.
对，如果你是一个学生。
If you are a student.
只要你对家里给你资助。
As long as your family give you financial aid.
啊，只要你没出什么大问题。
As long as you, you know, do not do something crazy.
你就一年一年读下去嘛。
You just go on year after year.
这还有什么疑问呢？
No, there's no question about that.
那今天神就安排了一个环境。
But the Lord prepared an environment of circumstance today.
叫我们知道说，你这个下面这一年，你有可能被赶出去啊。
That this coming academic year, you could be out of here.
所以你让我们就是让我们这些让做学生的有一个感觉说，以前是在一个很 comfort zone, 就是觉得很舒适的情形的安排底下。
And previously, you know, as a student, you know, we are in our comfort zone, you know, everything is set up for us.
现在碰到一个环境，哇，跟我以前觉得理所当然的事情被打掉了。
But now we have come into a circumstance that, you know, it's once I took it for granted, but now it's taken away.
我想我们有时候也会有的部分的人也会碰到一个情况。
And some of us would come to another situation.
对，本来家里供应我念书，供应的好好的。
Previously, my family has supported me financially.
哎，突然之间，这个方面有了困难。
And all of a sudden, we have financial difficulties.
我可能没有办法继续念书了。
Maybe I cannot continue my studies.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个只是一个例子哈，叫我们看见我们被圣灵带到一个环境，让我们去思想，我们有些前途不在我们掌控底下。
Brothers and sisters, this is just a situation to bring us to see that there are some things our future is, you know, the Holy Spirit is trying to show us that we have no control over.
我还要再强调一个点哦。
I want to emphasize one more thing.
如果我们的心不对的话，就算有这些环境，你也不会改变的。
Brothers and sisters, even if our heart is not right, even with all these circumstances, we will not change.
但如果我们的心是对的。
But if our heart is right.
我希望在未来你如果能够继续念书。
I hope that in the future, if you can continue your study.
我希望你的眼光是不一样的。
I hope that your viewpoint, your eyesight will be different.
你过去理所当然 ,OK, 我可以继续念。
In the past, you take it for granted, oh, I can just go on and study.
我现在知道说我能够在这边念书，我能够在这里聚会，这个是神的恩典的。
But now I know that I can be still studying here, I can still gather here, it's by the grace of God.
所以当雅各突然面对未来的那个茫茫的未知的前途。
So when Jacob was facing this vast and unknown future,
你发现他这个人谦卑下来，并且对神产生了需要。
You see that Jacob humbled himself, and there is a need in him for the Lord.
他想要倚靠神。
He wants to depend on the Lord.
然后呢，我们就看到雅各在他人生当中，他第一次遇见了神。
That we see that for the first time in Jacob's life, he met the Lord.
感谢主，可能他过去只听他的父亲甚至他母亲讲耶和华的事情。
and praise the Lord because in the past, maybe he has just heard of his parents spoke about the Lord.
但在这个旷野，这个伯特利这个地方呢，他第一次碰见了主。
But in this wilderness, in Bethel, at Bethel here, the first time he met the Lord.
就有一次我在唱诗歌的时候。
One time as I was singing a hymn.
对，我自己唱的时候就唱到那个，当我第一次遇见了你，那是诗歌的题目。
And I sang, you know, the song, you know, when I first met you.
啊，我心中就感觉非常的甘甜，好像回到初信主的那个时候的光景。
And in my heart was the sweetness that you know brought me to the point where I first met the Lord.
因为我知道，在我信主的那个时候，是我第一次碰见了主。
Because I know when I first believed, that was the first time I met the Lord.
然后我信主的过程当中有挣扎，然后又跟神交涉。
That was in that process before I received the Lord. You know, I was struggling. You know, I have dealings with the Lord.
对你是真的吗
？Are you truly want to believe？
对我要怎么去接受你呢
？Are you true and real and to believe you and to receive you？ How do I do that？
对，当我真正接受主的时候，我知道我那一阵子，我今天回想过来，我知道我那一阵子我碰见了主。
And as I recall, you know, going back then, that time I met the Lord.
所以当雅各遇见主的时候，他心中产生了一个敬畏的心。
When Jacob met the Lord in him, it causes him to have a fear of the Lord.
对，我怀疑他以前可能那种天不怕地不怕，根本无所谓的人。
Maybe in the past, you know, I'm thinking he's probably one who just cares less about anything.
但当他知道说，哇，神，这是神在这里啊。
When he realized that God is here,
他里面就产生惧怕，产生敬畏。
He had this fear in him.
他就开始说，他愿意成为一个属主、倚靠主的人。
And he said that he wants to be one belonging to the Lord and depending on the Lord.
所以当神把人带到一个磨难当中的时候
，So when God brings someone into suffering,
他就赐下他的同在。
He also gives to that person his presence.
因为主应许他说我必定与你同在。
Because the Lord promised him, I'll surely be with you.
你无论往哪里去我都与你同在都保佑你。
No matter where you go, I'll go with you and I will keep you.
所以我们觉得很特别因为神叫雅各把这个地方的地名改名叫伯特利。
We feel it's very special that the Lord wants Jacob to change the name of this place to Bethel.
这个名字就是神的殿，就是神的家的意思。
This name is pointing to the temple of God, the house of God.
你知道吗？当雅各第一次遇见主的时候，他根本不懂得这个事情。
When Jacob first met the Lord, he doesn't know about these things.
其实他只想着他自己啊。
All he thought about was himself.
啊，你只要给我吃得饱，穿得好就好了。
I have food, I have clothes, you know, that's enough for me.
我只要平安无事度过这段日子就好了。
If I am come home safe, I'm okay.
他没有想到神有一个更高的旨意。
He's never imagined that God would have a higher purpose.
他开始把雅各带到圣灵的工作，带到磨难里面的时候。
So the work of the Holy Spirit brought Jacob into suffering.
然后神所想的，或者说圣灵所想的，就是要往神的家前进。
What God thinks, what the Holy Spirit thinks, is to move to what? The house of God.
所以一个离开家的游子，就是离开家远行的游子。
So a wanderer away from his home.
好像成了一个神的家的起头。
It's as if he become the starting of the house of God.
这跟我在读摩西的诗篇90篇感觉是一样的。
It's the same as I read the Psalm 90 of Moses.
对，当摩西离开了王宫，已经经过了三四十年。
When Moses left the palace after 30-40 years.
他虽然有自己的家，但是他住在旷野，就像是一个没有办法安顿下来的人。
And you know, even he was away in the wilderness, there was no place to rest.
所以他心里面就在想说，神啊， 你世世代代做我的居所。
And in his heart, he says to himself, you know, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
然后你就发现一个离开家，他神在一个离开家的人里面，好像先埋藏了一个爱慕神家的那个种子。
And for one who left his house, it's as if the Lord buried a seed that longing for the house of God.
然后雅各，我不晓得为什么他身上有油啊，反正他就在，他就用油浇在那个柱子上面。
I don't know how he got the oil, but he poured the oil on the pillar.
这也再次告诉我们说，这个是圣灵的工作。
It tells us again, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是雅各的第一根柱子。
This is the first pillar of Jacob.
我们看一下，在这个柱子第一根跟第二根之间，雅各的一些的经历。
We'll see the experiences of Jacob between the first pillar and the second.
我们看创世纪29章14跟15节。
Genesis 29 verse 14 and 15.
拉班对他说，你实在是我的骨肉，雅各就和他同住了一个月。拉班对雅各说，你虽是我的骨肉，岂可白白的服侍我，请告诉我你要什么为工价。
And Laban said to him, surely you are my bone and my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Jacob, because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be?
我们看那个31章的38到41节。
Chapter 31 verses 38 through 41.
我在你家这二十年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎。你群中的公羊我没有吃过，被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是我自己赔上。无论是白日是黑夜，被偷去的你都向我索要。我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着。我常是这样，我这二十年在你家里，为你的两个女儿服侍你十四年，为你的羊群服侍你六年，你又十次改了我的工价。
These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beasts I did not bring to you, I bore the loss of it. You require it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. There I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus I have been in your house 20 years, I serve you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock.And you have changed my wages 10 times.
弟兄姊妹，在第一根跟第二根柱子之间相隔了二十年。
Brothers and sisters, between the first and the second pillar, there were 20 years.
这一段呢，它表明了雅各魂生命最强的地方被神对付。
It speaks about the strongest part of the soul life of Jacob being dealt with.
这个过程非常花时间。
This process is time consuming.
就是当雅各离开家的时候，那好像是一个单一的一个 event, 一个事件。
When Jacob left his home, it's like that is a just one event that happened.
对，神可以照着一个事件的发生呢，叫我们倚靠主。
The Lord can use the happening of one event to cause us to depend on Him.
没有错，在这个 event 里面，在这个事件里面呢，我们也可以被主有所改变。
Indeed, in this event, we can be changed by the Lord.
但是你知道吗？在这一段二十年时间的图画里，神告诉我们，一个魂生命很强的地方是非常不容易对付的。
But in this process of the 20 years, the Lord is speaking to us that the most prominent part of the soul life is hard to be dealt with.
然后这个部分有点像我们当初念的那个圣灵加拉太书的圣经，圣灵方面的圣经。
And this part speaks as it, like the one we spoke in Galatians about how the Spirit works in us.
一方面，圣灵把雅各带到拉班他叔叔家。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit brought Jacob to Laban, his uncle.
另外一方面呢，雅各其实是一个对主有心的人。
On the other hand, Jacob is one who has a heart for the Lord.
所以圣灵就在雅各的身上做了十字架的工作。
So the Holy Spirit worked the cross, the work of the cross in Jacob's life.
我个人觉得哈，这个如果拉班对他这么不好的话，雅各其实可以偷跑。
Personally, I feel that if Laban was so not nice to him, you know, Jacob could have just ran away.
但是我怀疑雅各是不喜欢乱跑的人。
But I really, I'm thinking Jacob doesn't like to go around.
对对，跟我一样，所以我可以。
Just like me, I can understand that.
所以神好像用一个鸟笼哈，把他圈住了。
It's as if the Lord used a cage to encircle him.
神就把他放在这个拉班的手下呢，就像是神的手，他不放过雅各。
It's like he puts him right in Laban's hand, you know, like the hand of the Lord will not give away.
神好像就是抓住雅各呢，抓了二十年。
It's like the Lord grabbed hold of Jacob for 20 years.
所以有时候我在想，雅各可能也挺无奈的。
So sometimes I feel maybe Jacob, you know, he couldn't help.
但是这是圣灵的工作，是为着他的益处。
But this is the work of the Holy Spirit for his good.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们是已经结婚的人
，So brothers and sisters, if we are married,
你知道吗？神把我们放在家庭里面。
You know the Lord put us in the family.
你跑不掉了。
You can't run away.
你既然跑不掉，我们应该这样想，就好好被对付吧。
And since you can't run away, you know, just think about it this way, and then be dealt with.
对，可能十几二十年，更甚至更久的时间。
Maybe 10, 20 years, maybe even longer.
对，我们可以几十年都不改变。
You know, we can remain unchanged for 10, 20 years or more.
但现在神把我们放在一个环境里面，我们是可以学的，只要你愿意。
But the Lord put us in this environment, you know, we can learn if we are willing.
对，有时候我们被放在一个老板的手下。
Sometimes we are put under a boss.
对，或是某个工作环境的底下。
Or under another work environment.
或是某个 roommate 就住在你旁边。
Or a roommate, you know, just right next to you.
对，弟兄姊妹，神把我们限制在这个环境里面。
So brothers and sisters, God restricted us in this environment.
你可以逃。
You can run away.
你也可以不学。
You can choose not to learn.
但其实我们何不把自己交在圣灵的手中，学习被塑造呢？
But why? Why don't we put ourselves in the hand of the Holy Spirit and be molded by Him?
直到今天，神也把我们放在教会里面。
And until today, the Lord still puts us in His church.
对，你可以不满意、不高兴，可以不来聚会。
You can, you know, you are not pleased with it, you are not happy with it, you don't want to come to the meeting.
但是既然神把我们放在这个环境里。
But the Lord has put us in this environment.
对，我们何不把自己交在圣灵的手中呢？
Why don't we hand over ourselves into the hand of the Holy Spirit?
所以雅各在这个二十年在拉班的手下。
So Jacob was in the hands of Laban for 20 years.
对，他碰到一个人生当中最强的对手。
He met his strongest competitor in his life.
然后神就是在做一个事情哈，他不断要触碰我们魂里面最突出、最强的地方。
The Lord is doing something. He wants to constantly touch that most prominent, most strong point in our soul life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们的魂，我们的这个性情哈，是有形状的。
You know, brothers and sisters, our soul it has shape.
这是以前张弟兄在属灵的操练他提过。
Brother Kong has mentioned in the spiritual exercise.
对，那个形状哈，就是我们有的人这个方面特别突出。
And some of us, you know, the shape, one part of it is more prominent for somebody.
对，有的人就是特别有才干。
And some are more capable.
有人特别会做人。
And some know how to be a good person.
有的人这个专长特别的强。
And some have really great expertise in certain areas.
聪明
And some are more intelligent.
那有人特别爱干净。
And some like cleanliness.
就是你发现有很多形状突出的地方。
And all these prominent areas.
有些事情表面上你好像看不出来是不好。
You know, some things, you know, on the surface, you do not see that it's not good for you.
但是很奇妙啊，就是圣灵的工作，就是叫我们这些最强的部分能够被对付，叫我们这个人产生改变。
But amazingly, the work of the Holy Spirit is to deal with these strongest areas in our soul life that we can be changed.
但圣经用雅各这个鲜明的个性，它的突出就是骗。
And the Bible uses Jacob, you know, this very prominent, cheating.
所以神的手借着拉班呢，也跟他耍诈，也跟他欺骗，也压榨雅各。
And the hand of the Lord through Laban also, you know, worked to deceive, defraud, and exploit him.
从来都是雅各去抓，去占别人便宜。
It's always Jacob there trying, you know, to grab and supplant and you know, took advantage of others.
那这一次呢，其实从表面上，其实也是表面上，其实这一次呢，雅各是被大大的占便宜了。
And you know, this time Jacob was being taken advantage of greatly.
对，拉班好像可能把他嫁不出去的大女儿嫁出去了。
Laban, you know, married off the elder daughter who he can't marry off.
然后用各样的方法把这个雅各的剩余价值完全把它压榨出来。
And also, all in different kinds of way, exploit all that he could out of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们碰到这些情况。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we come across these circumstances.
这个像一面镜子。
It's like a mirror.
它叫我们看见我们就是这种人。
And show us that we are such a person.
以前我们不觉得。
In the past, we do not feel that way.
我占人家便宜，我不觉得我在占别人便宜。
因为 I'm taking advantage of others, I do not feel that I have done that.
好像我在某个方面特别强，我觉得很好。
I'm strong in one area and I feel good about it.
但神把一个镜子好放在我们的面前，叫我们认识自己。
But the Lord put a mirror in front of us for us to know ourselves.
然后神也做一个事情，他叫我们最强的方面就是使不上力。
And he also do a work that our most prominent area we cannot have any strength not upon it.
使不上力叫我们能够降服下来。
We cannot have any strength on it and that we can surrender.
其实当我在思想雅各的事情的时候，我也在想我自己。
As I think about ponder on Jacob, I also thought about myself.
所以有的时候其实我自己以代理我自己的话，我觉得我也没什么特别突出的地方。
Yeah, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't have any prominent area.
但有的人说这个我的温柔可能是我的专长吧。
And some might say that, my gentleness, maybe that is, you know, what I'm good at.
我在大学四年呢跟 roommate 住在一起。
Four years in college when I have a roommate.
小小的房间。四个人
and four of us in a very tiny room.
对，我可以跟任何人相处。
I can get along with anybody.
对，有的人生活习惯也不是那么好。
And some don't have really good, you know, living habits.
然后到了美国的时候呢，我跟两个 roommate 住一起。
And when I reached the States, you know, I had two roommates.
我很容易适应环境，我为了省钱，我住在 living room, 住在客厅。
I'm adaptable to the environment, so to save some money, I lived in the living room, in the middle of them.
那客厅不是你们想象的那种。
The living room is not like what you guys imagine.
他们两边房间一开门就直接进到我所在的地方了。
You know, they're on both sides and then they open the door and, you know, it's into my living space.
基本上是完全 open 的。
I am totally open.
对，我 totally, 我完全都可以住。
I can live there.
对，直到跟某个弟兄呢发生了一些摩擦。
Until I have some friction with one of the brothers.
到了一个情形，我觉得我要搬出去。
up to a point and I feel I have to move out.
你知道吗？在大学四年都是别人搬出去，我从来都不是我搬出去。
All the 4 years in college, always somebody that moved out. I've never moved out.
我从来没有想过我会因着一个情况有一点受不了，我要搬出去的。
I've never imagined that, you know, I can't stand a situation that I have to move.
我是有跟年长弟兄交通哈。
I have fellowship with an elder brother.
我先不论搬出去是不是神的意思。
I don't want to, you know, go on whether it's the will of God to move out or not.
但至少这个让我看见的一件事情，叫我认识我自己。
But this brought me to see something, to know myself.
我不是在这方面是最强的吗？
Aren't I the strongest than on this?
今天为什么有些地方我没有办法忍受的呢？
How come I can't stand this?
所以这个还是小 case 的，等到结婚就知道这是小 case。
You know, you know that this is a small case compared to being married.
这不能讲太多。
I can't go on this.
我已经跟我儿子打过招呼，只讲他的事。
I already told my son, I will just mention some of his stuff.
你们以前有的也听过，就是我在教他数学的时候。
When I was teaching him math.
我就记得很清楚，那个减法跟除法就很难教。
It's hard to teach him subtraction and division.
好像会了一阵子之后又突然不会了。
It's like as if he knew, you know, and then he doesn't know it anymore.
没关系，我是个很温柔、很有耐心的人，我可以一直教。
But it's okay, you know, I'm very gentle, I'm very patient, I can keep on teaching him.
但是当我觉得你态度不好的时候
，But when you don't have a right attitude,
那我就受不了了。
Then I can't take that.
有一天我就拿着我那根爱的小手。
So I took this little hand of love, that little bat.
我那天真的好生气啊。
I was so mad that day.
拿着那个爱的小手，就是那根长长的爱的小手，就往那个枕头一直打。
So I took that hand of love, that little stick, the bat, and I kept hitting the pillow.
打打打打打，然后把它打断为止。
And I kept hitting the pillow until the stick broke.
对。对，弟兄姊妹，这个其实，所以你就知道那个温柔也不是我的强项。
So you know that, you know, gentleness is not my prominent area either.
所以弟兄姊妹，神借着这些环境叫我们看见我们自己。
So brothers and sisters, God through these environments show to us ourselves.
然后有些事情我们就感觉我其实做不到。
Some things, you know, we'll feel that, you know, we just can't do it.
我使不上力了。
I can't use my strength anymore.
以前我觉得我最厉害的，我使不上了。
And in the past, you know, this would have been, you know, I could do it, but I can't anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵会做这个事情。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will work this out.
而且他会一件一件一件，你愿意的话，他会一直做。
And if you're willing, the Holy Spirit will do it one thing, another thing, and kept doing it.
所以我劝我们要彼此劝勉，我们不要太保护自己。
So brothers and sisters, encourage each other. We do not want to protect ourselves.
你必须愿意灵里面受伤。
You have to be willing that in your spirit, you know, to be wounded.
你受伤的话，圣灵会缠裹，他会恢复你。
When you're wounded, the Holy Spirit will wrap up your wounds and restore you.
但是雅各最后用遗传学的方法，他最后成为最后的赢家。
And Jacob, you know, by genetics, of course, you know, he became the winner.
他肉体太强了。
His flesh was too strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他在这个二十年的后期的时候
，So at the end of the 20 years,
他表面上跟拉班说：“我拿你最差的羊来。”
On the surface, you see, I took the worst of your, you know, of your flock.
但是他用一些技术呢，他的羊反而是肥肥壮壮的。
But you know, with some technique, you know, he got the best.
你知道吗？肉体永远是肉体。
You know, flesh will always be flesh.
但是可能已经经过了这个14年以后，肉体仍然是肉体。
Even after 14 years, flesh is still flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一个劝勉。
So first is just, this is an expectation.
结婚的人或是预备结婚的人绝对不要妄想对方会改变。
those who are married or are getting ready to be married, you know, do not even think that, you know, you can change the other person. Do not be delusional.
对，我们的肉体永远是肉体。
And the flesh will always be flesh.
那个肉体啊，到了八十岁还是一样。
The flesh will still remain the same at 80 years of age.
我们里面的亚当很强的，太强
了。The Adam in us is very strong.
但是，因着圣灵的工作。
But because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
在雅各的身上产生了一个肉体被致死的那个果效。
But the flesh was being, brought to death in Jacob.
你会发现没有错，肉体是不会变的。
We know that the flesh will not change.
但是我们往雅各比较后面的日子来观察的时候。
But we see them in, later in Jacob's life.
我发现雅各这些诡诈，这些欺骗，这些技巧他慢慢用不出来了。
You know, his shrewdness, you know, that cheating, those techniques, you know, slowly he couldn't use it anymore.
他不知道怎么形容，他就是出不来，就是用不出来了。
He just can't use it anymore.
你如果只看雅各后面的时间。
If you only look at the time, you know, a very late part of Jacob.
你会觉得他是一个老实人。
You can feel like he's like an honest person.
真的很老实的。
Very honest.
所以当这个拉班当20年时间到了。
So the 20 years was up.
是神叫雅各离开的。
It's God who told Jacob to go away, to move out.
对，似乎神觉得雅各在这个20年的学习里面告了一段落。
It's as if God viewed that, you know, it's come to an end of that 20 years.
所以雅各其实自己本来没有要离开，是神叫他离开。
Jacob did not want to leave, but the Lord told him to leave.
圣灵要带他到下一个阶段去学习。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring him into the next station to learn.
所以当雅各立了这跟拉班之间立了一根柱子。
So between Laban and Jacob, he set this pillar.
我们好像看见这根柱子呢总结了他二十年的学习。
It's like this pillar concluded his learning in these 20 years.
对，过去他是一个抓、欺骗、耍诈的雅各。
Before that, he was one who supplanted, who cheated, obstructed, Jacob.
圣灵在他身上已经做了奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did an amazing work in him.
我想我们时间到了。
I think our time is up.
我的目的就是愿意说我现在可能是讲的是雅各。
My purpose, I feel like you know, right now I'm talking about Jacob.
但是我们其实都是雅各。
But we are all Jacob.
我们遇见的环境可能跟雅各不一样。
Maybe our environment is very different from Jacob.
但是如果我们心是对的，圣灵绝对能够在我们身上安排环境来做工。
But if our heart is right, the Holy Spirit can absolutely arrange the environment for us and He works in us.
对，我们是否愿意摆在祭坛，把自己交在圣灵的手中？
Are we willing to lay ourselves on the altar and hand ourselves over to the hand of the Holy Spirit?
让圣灵在我们身上做奇妙的改变的工作。
That the Holy Spirit can work this amazing work in us.
好，我们有一点结束的祷告。
Let us have our closing word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你在过去这段时间借着弟兄们的交通的提醒。
Lord, we thank you for the reminders that you have given to us through all the brothers.
很多时候我们太忽略了圣灵在我们环境、在我们身上的工作。
And Lord, we oftentimes don't see, you know, we're careless of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们好像日子就这样子过。
And we just pass our lives.
好像遇到困难。就去解决。
And we just try to solve the difficulties in our lives.
主啊，但是求你慢慢把我们眼光做改变我们的方向。
And Lord, we pray that gradually you turn our eyes at the direction of it.
叫我们看见，主啊，是在你在那里计划，让圣灵在我们身上 是各式各样的事情在我们身上工作。
That we see that, Lord, you are the one planning that the Holy Spirit is working in us.
但是我们每个人都常常的在灵里遇见你。
That we may meet you often in our spirit.
对，亲自的遇见你。
That personally we meet you.
叫我们里面最强的地方，我们愿意伏在你自己的雕刻的底下。
That the strongest point in our lives, Lord, that we will be able to let it go and let Holy Spirit mold us and sculpture.
谢谢主在我们身上许多的忍耐和带领。
Lord, we thank you for your leading and for your patience.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.